We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to learn more about the books of the Old Testament.
Last time we talked about the first two books,
Genesis and Exodus.
Remember our song about the books of the Old Testament?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it again. What do you say?
Yeah. Sure.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
Where we left off last time, we were in the book of Exodus, and the Israelites had just crossed through the Red Sea. God parted the sea for them, and then we left them where?
Wandering in the desert.
Right.
They weren't very happy.
Remember, we talked about they always wanted more, right?
And they disobeyed God.
And God had taken care of them on their journey from Egypt, hadn't he? And he was going to give them some more help by telling them how to live, by giving them the laws.
He called Moses to Mount Sinai.
Then Moses received the Ten Commandments.
And Moses returned to the people and gave them the laws and gave them also instructions for building a tabernacle, a place to worship the one and only God.
God wanted his people to be different.
He didn't want them to worship other gods.
He wanted them to obey all the laws all the time.
And the Israelites built a tabernacle for the tablets.
The third book of the Old Testament is the book of Leviticus. In Leviticus, God teaches his people about worship.
He gives instructions for a holy life.
Leviticus chapter 18 says, "Do not act like the people in Egypt where you used to live.
Or like the people in Canaan where I'm taking you.
You must obey all my regulations and be careful to keep my laws.
and you will find life through them.
For I, the Lord, am your God.
God is holy, and in Leviticus, Moses tells God's chosen people that they have to remember what God has done for them.
He tells them to obey God's law.
Moses tells the people how to worship,
how to serve their God.
In those days, when a follower of the Lord did something wrong, they had to bring an animal to sacrifice. Let's read about this in Leviticus chapter 6.
The Lord said to Moses,
suppose some of the people sin against the Lord by falsely telling their neighbor that an item entrusted to their safekeeping has been lost or stolen.
Or suppose that they have been dishonest with regard to a security deposit, or they have taken something by theft.
Or suppose they find a lost item and lie about it, or they deny something while under oath.
If they have sinned in any of these ways and are guilty, they must give back what they have taken, plus some more.
They must bring a guilt offering to the priests, who will present it to the Lord. This offering must be a ram with no physical defects or the animal equivalent value in silver.
The priests will then make atonement for them before the Lord, and they will be forgiven.
We still live under the laws of God, and He wants us to obey them and to tell Him when we don't obey them. What's that called when we break one of His laws?
Sin.
Sin, that's right. But do we have to bring animals to sacrifice for our forgiveness?
No.
Because Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins.
That's right. And He died on the cross, and He arose from the dead, and He's waiting for us in heaven, isn't He?
Yeah.
He's our Savior and our friend.
Like Him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in His love. Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is my shepherd, and I am His sheep. I will always follow Him, He will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
When John the Baptist was preaching for people to repent, turn away from their sins, he saw Jesus walking towards him. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, we read,
"The old system in the law of Moses was only a shadow of the things to come, not the reality of the good things Christ has done for us."
And Jesus taught us that God didn't want animal sacrifices burned on the altar or other offerings for our sin. What God wants for us is to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time.
In 1 Peter, we read, "God paid a ransom for you with the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." God chose him for this purpose long before the world began.
He was sent to the earth for all to see.
And he did this for you.
We can see how important it is to learn about the Old Testament, can't we?
Yes.
Because we can really understand God's plan when we start from the beginning.
God created the heavens and earth, and all was dark as the night. And the Spirit of God came over the earth as he said, let there be light.
Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of. Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of.
Of God's work.
In the midst of the waters under the heavens, God created the land. And the plants and the trees bearing fruits and seeds were made by his mighty hand.
Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of. Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of.
Of God's work.
He created and blessed all creatures from land, sea, and sky. And he told them, be fruitful, go out and multiply. And in his image he made woman and man to care for all his creation. That was the plan.
Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of. Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of.
Of God's work.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our perfect sacrifice. Thank you for taking away all of our sins. You died for everyone who believes in you. We want to serve you and to worship you, to love you with all our hearts and our minds and all our strength. Thank you for teaching us how to live and to be acceptable to God your Father. We will live with you forever. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you learned more about Jesus.
And we hope you shared this news with others.
We want God's family to grow.
And we want to hear from you.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way at
Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Let us know what song you would like to hear.
Most of our music is recorded, and you can visit us online to learn how you can purchase it.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
Or you can give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, God sent Jesus into the world to save us from our sins.
Jesus loves us. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.